Jeff Gilbert, Press Bros, third row left.
Well, coaches have talked a lot about blocking, and the line feels like it's getting better. The pass protection's good from your running backs. What about your receivers? I mean, obviously they're great to throw to. How are you seeing their development, especially young guys, blocking downfield, setting edges for you guys?
Yeah, I think that's something that they're definitely trying to work on. And I mean, obviously, you know, when you look at receivers, you don't really think about their ability to block or their ability to, you know, run guys off or whatever. It's obviously like, you know, the catches they're making or the plays. But I think, you know, these guys really have bought into, you know, if you make a good block, man, like that's a huge play for us. I mean, there was a play last game where we ran like speed option to the right and Carnell just drove his dude, you know, down the field, like, and then the next play he had like a 38-yard catch. Like, that stuff adds up, man. It's like, that stuff's important, and we're trying to put an emphasis on that stuff. And I think they're doing a really good job. I think, you know, we're just, you know, football is a simple game, man. It's blocking and tackling, throwing and catching. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're getting better, and, you know, we're never satisfied, and, you know, we're always going to keep working to get better. But I think, you know, they're doing some really good things down the field and in the run game.
Second row right, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
This might sound like a weird question, but are you a film junkie?
Yeah, 100%. I love watching film. Like, I always have been, you know. Like, I actually this semester have class at night, and don't tell my professors, but sometimes I watch a little film in class. I like to watch film, like, every day, like, whatever it is. Like, I just like to wake up and watch a little bit of something. I love the game of football, and I love the chess game that it is. You know, I love how much strategy goes into it, and I think that's a fun part of it. You know, like, being able to, you know, come out and have something planned for your opponent that they're not ready for, or seeing something before it happens, I think is really fun, and that's a really fun part of the game for me.
So do you have those moments in games you're watching the film and you're getting prepared, and then you see a defense come out in something and you automatically know the answer before they get the ball?
Yeah, like that is one of the most satisfying feelings. I feel like I've said that. Like, it's, you know, when you come out and you're like, all right, I know what they're going to do, or, you know, all right, they're rotating to the field here, it's probably going to be some sort of field pressure, and then that comes and you're like, all right. It just is a reassuring feeling of like, man, all that work that I put in, all the preparation I put in pays off. And, you know, I've been there, you know, I've been a true freshman. When you're out there and you don't know what it is, and you're like, man, what the heck is this look? And that's a terrible feeling to have when you're not prepared or not recognizing what they're doing. And I think I've been there enough times to where I'm like, man, I'm never going to let that happen again. And I always want to be ready and prepared in the best way that I possibly can be, so that I'm never in a situation where I don't at least have some general idea of what's going on.
Bill Rabinowitz, front row. Columbus Dispatch.
For 4 years at Kansas State, you didn't have the benefit of using the tablets or iPads on the sideline. How much of an advantage is it? How do you use it?
I think it's great. I used it in high school. We had like iPads, and I thought it was a really good part of the game. Like, I missed it when I went to college. I was like, man, I wish I could just come over here and say, hey, what happened on that play? Because I like going back over some plays, you know, especially the ones that didn't go well. I'm like, what happened on that? You know, I like to look at it. But obviously, you know, the last couple of years, my first 4 years in college, you know, you could just talk about it and say, hey, this is what I thought it was. This is what I thought it was. And obviously, you can't get any confirmation until after the game. But most of the time, you know, now, like, I can come off the sideline and watch every single drive. Like, I've probably watched the film after a game. I've probably already watched the game film, like, on the sideline. But it incorporates another element into the game. You're able to see things a little better, make some different in-game adjustments. I think it's a really cool part of the game, and I'm glad that they made that a part of the college game.
Can you think of a time when you saw something that maybe confirmed or maybe didn't confirm? Something that you thought you saw and it helped you?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. You come off the field, you're like, oh man, I thought they clouded that look to the field there, and, you know, maybe it's a buzz look where that it was actually not the corner, it was a linebacker buzzing out, and the guy up top was a corner rather than, you know, maybe a safety and a cloud look. And sometimes, you know, you get fooled and you think, oh, you think it's one thing and it's actually another, and that can be a good way to look at, you know, the film and see that. And then sometimes, again, like, confirming something, you know, hey, I thought it was cloud here, it was cloud, and just seeing that look and how they play it, maybe seeing what do they do pre-snap to show that that's how they're going to play that on that, you know, based on their alignments, whatever, just kind of going through that. And obviously, you know, going into the game, we feel like we should have a good idea of what they're going to do. And it's really just kind of confirming what happened and what we thought was going to happen versus what actually happened is kind of what we use the iPads for.
Sixth row right, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Will, Chip mentioned the stability that Steph brings to that front line. And I'm curious to get your perspective, how, in what ways that show up, especially when the first week you had two first-time guards on the field?
I think he brings a certain level of experience and of just maturity. And I think having that guy at the center position is crucial, man. In my 4 years, I've been blessed to have some good centers, and Seth's up there, man. He's making calls. He's the juice guy. He's bringing the juice. He's smart. I mean, he's making some calls before I even make them. And a lot of times that makes my job easier. You know, if I'm not having to make a ton of protection calls, you know, I'm just having to kind of echo what he's saying. Sometimes he just beats me to the punch. You know, he's like, hey, we're going to, you know, do this on this, you know, protection on third down. And he already knows it, you know, and having a guy that, you know, you can bounce ideas off of and, you know, that you can trust to make calls like that. I think, you know, that has been really, really big for this O-line. And I think he's fit in really well with the group. I think the guys really mesh well with him. And he's just become a really important part of this offense. And I'm really glad that we did get him. And I'm glad, you know, cause he was, when we were on our visit together, man, we were talking about how we were going to do this. And, it's cool to see, you know, how it's all worked out and how we've made it to this point now.
Right next door, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Road.
Did you realize that the first two games here were two of the three largest crowds you've ever played in front of?
Didn't know that until you just said that. That's pretty cool.
Was there any, like, nerves those first two games? And do you feel like you're settled into every aspect of everything now that you've been in the shoe? Not just once, but now you've done it twice. You have the routine, things like that, before you guys get into Big Ten play.
Yeah, I'm definitely settled in more. Like, it feels right. It feels like home. You know, I know I said the first game felt like a little bit like an away game and all that, but I'm settled in now. Like, this is what we do. You know, I get the routine. I get the, you know, the game week, what it looks like. And, you know, obviously it's cool, man. It's I've played in front of big crowds. You know, I've obviously this is two of the bigger crowds I've played in front of, but you know, I've played in the games, so I wouldn't say it's necessarily, you know, super nerve-wracking. You know, I've been there. I don't get super nervous anymore. I try to just appreciate it and, you know, accept it for what it is and just say, man, like I only have 1 year here. I'm gonna appreciate every moment I have out on that field playing in front of these fans. Like it's a blessing, and I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and not let any moment pass me by, because it's a pretty cool opportunity I have and that we have as a team this year. And I think we have a really special group, and we want to just soak in every last minute we can and make the most out of this season.
Front row right, Austin Ward, podcast.
Chip pointed out that I have no idea if you actually have an RPO play called, because I'm not a coordinator or a quarterback. I'm just watching the game. When you've had an option on a play, how often are you making the optimal or best decision so far?
I feel pretty good about how I've done with my decisions in the run game and in the RPO game. You know, that's the point of, you know, an RPO sometimes, is that you shouldn't know whether it's a designed run or whether we have a pass off of it. Like, the casual fan probably doesn't really understand that. And that's kind of how it should be. You know, it should look like just a pass if it's an RPO and I pull it and throw it, you know. And it's just the being able to keep the rhythm of it and making the right decisions. Like, it's pretty clear when I make a bad decision on an RPO, but you don't really see it when it's a good decision, which is a good thing, you know. So I think I've done well with it. You know, I think it's something that we need to continue to work on and work through. And as long as I can, you know, just keep us on schedule and not force things, make the right decisions with the football, you know, with the guys that we have, just let them do the rest. And, you know, we've been blocking really well. I think, you know, the running backs have been doing a good job, and the receivers are obviously going to get open. So You know, for me, it's just taking what the defense gives me and you know, not trying to do too much and make the perfect play, but just, you know, make things right.
And final question, Tim May, yeah. Let him roll.
Yeah, I like that fake to air on one play last week.
Mm-hmm.
How much is your responsibility as a starting quarterback? You were this way at Kansas State. You had Avery Johnson coming along. And here you've got two guys who haven't played very much. How much do you feel is a responsibility on your part to make sure these guys are ready to play? You know, if you watch football on Saturday, you know what I'm talking about, you know. But and yet you still want to keep something in your back pocket too, I think, that makes you special. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that the way I look at it, at least in my days and in my time here, is like it's a collective effort. And no matter what, I'm going to try and help those guys in the room to be as prepared and as ready as possible, because I've been there where, you know, you, obviously, knock on wood, hopefully, you know, nothing ever happens to me, and hopefully, you know, it's all good. But things happen, man, and college football is so unpredictable. You know, you always have to be ready, and that's what we like to hang our hat on around here is, you know, competitive excellence and, you know, being ready when your number's called. And, you know, I think that we just have such a good quarterback room that, you know, just dudes that I just like being around. And I like pouring into, you know, maybe the younger guys that, you know, I've done it. I've had experience. You know, I've gone through the ups and downs of college football before, and I'm going to go through more, I'm sure. But, you know, in imposing as much knowledge as, you know, that I have and that I can on these younger guys in the room, because, you know, it's a cycle, you know, and they're going to be next and they're going to go through things. And, you know, there are things that I wish people told me before they happened to me. And, you know, I want to help these guys as much as I can, just because we have such a good relationship and we're all in this thing together. And, you know, I know there's, you know, 5-6 of us in the room, but, you know, we're all, there's only one quarterback on the field at one time, but we're all in this for the same reason. You know, we're all here to win a national championship and, you know, hoist that trophy up at the end of the year. And I think that's the thing that's most important. So we're all pushing each other to get better every single day. And, you know, we're just trying to develop each other and just be the best team that we can right now and for the future going forward.
We've got time for one final question. Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Will, you've been really efficient throwing off play action in some of the RPOs. Is there something about you like about those situations that you feel suits your skill set, or just why do you think you...
Yeah, I think you know, the system that we have makes it easy for me, because, you know, if I don't have the run, if I don't have the pass, then, you know, we can just give it and we can run the ball. And, you know, there's some different things that you can do with the RPO game where, you know, you're not necessarily just throwing the ball every play, or you're not necessarily, you know, throwing the ball into tight windows. You're more taking it as it comes. You know, if someone blitzes and, you know, a seventh guy adds to the box, then that's when we're kicking it out to a, you know, to a good numbers advantage outside. You know, it's little things like that, you know, we're just trying to take advantage of our numbers battles and, you know, play the numbers game with them. And, you know, every play is different, and I can't give too broad of a statement on it, because there's so many different RPOs, different plays that we have, and every play is different in its own way. But, you know, I think the way that our run game and our pass game complement each other makes it pretty easy for me to just dish the ball around and not have to force things.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you guys.
Appreciate it.